You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
It is.
Yep. Got some fun facts for
All right.
I'm not sure these are true or not. I'm just going to preface that right up front. You know, Thanksgiving is ranked as America's second favorite holiday, right behind McRib Day. Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
9% of Americans spend Thanksgiving eating at a restaurant. 9%. Can you believe that?
I'm surprised it's not more than that.
And 100% of surviving Jackson 5 members spending it working at a restaurant. Ba-dum-bum. At the first Thanksgiving, the Indians added folding chairs for some of the less important pilgrims. That's my favorite. Many young people choose this holiday to come out just so their families can fight over something other than politics. The thing married men are most thankful for? Remembering to clear their browser history on their internet.
Get this stuff.
I'd love to. A 25-pound turkey can feed up to 698 supermodels. I'm here all week. I'm here all week. Tip your
truths.
Some fun facts for Thanksgiving. I wish I could take credit for that, but I can't. All right. So it's time for the Who Cares News this pregame day. What's going on?
So Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. He's been in the news a lot because of the movie.
And how did the movie do?
It did so-so. And I mean, but we knew it was going to do so-so.
Yeah, because Frozen 2.
Who thought of that?
I don't know.
Let's put that darn thing up against Frozen 2 because, you know,
everybody else
in the world that's not watching Frozen 2 will come see this. That backfired. That backfired big time. Anyway, you know what? And I didn't expect it to be huge. The one that came out this last summer, I don't know if you remember, there was a documentary.
And
that one didn't do so great either, but you know, at least we've got it. It's in the content folder. It'll be on Netflix soon and everybody will be happy.
Oh yes.
It'll be a happy day and we'll let you know.
We'll let you know. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I can't wait to see it.
Anyway, Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry. We digress.
So he reportedly, and this is actually a cute story.
Yeah.
He had a playful way of amusing his longtime wife.
Wait a minute. Is this going to get like, you know, too much information?
No.
Playful way of amusing his wife.
He would fart in front of her.
Oh, he would.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers was a farter. I love that.
Who knew?
I know, right? You never would have guessed.
So Joanne Rogers revealed the intimate relationship quirk. She said that if the couple attended an event that turned out to be a dud.
Yeah.
Her late husband would turn things around by passing gas. She said he would just raise one cheek and look at her and smile.
That's hilarious. Can you just picture him doing that?
It's hard to imagine that.
Silly little innocent grin on his face.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can imagine the grin, but it's just... To think that Mr. Rogers actually had gas is kind of weird.
If that was the worst he did, then he's still okay. She's not bursting any bubbles. Well, bubbles. See what I did there?
So, Joanne,
farting and bubbles. Anyway.
You're just on it today.
I'm on it today.
You've been already pre-gaming your Thanksgiving food this morning.
I'm ready. I'm ready for green bean casserole and dark meat. Dark meat, mashed potatoes, gravy.
I go to white meat.
Pumpkin cheesecake. I think we're having pumpkin cheesecake tomorrow.
So Joanne also said that he enjoyed when he told dirty jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She would tell the occasional dirty joke, huh?
I guess so.
Huh. Wow, what do you know?
And he didn't mind looking like a slob.
Now that I find really hard to believe.
Well, Joanne said he was not too prissy. Not at all. He ran around the house in droopiest drawers. They were at least three sizes too big. But they were comfortable, and he liked them.
Oh.
It didn't matter if there was company here.
What?
He wore those in a t-shirt. He was not a modest person.
Wow. Come on in. Welcome to my neighborhood. Oh, my God.
This is the real hood.
I mean, well, you know, you wouldn't think that this guy would actually change his shoes to do the show. You know, so he'd walk in, he had his walking shoes, and he had his show shoes. You know, he had his tennis shoes, and he changed his cardigan. I mean, it's like, I don't know. Well, he would come in wearing a blazer, right? And then he'd change it to the cardigan. And he wore droopy drawers around the house. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And farted.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Maybe my bubbles have been burst. I don't know.
But
all right.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
There it is. Hmm.
R.I.P., Mr. Rogers.
R.I.P., yeah.
The Today Show's Savannah Guthrie almost actually put an eye out.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
She called into the Today. She called into the Today Show this morning.
Yeah.
And explained her absence earlier this week.
Yeah.
And she revealed that she suffered an eye injury while playing with her 2-year-old son.
Wait a minute.
So Charlie, she said Charlie threw a train right at my eye, and it tore my retina.
Ew.
I know.
That's, ew. Oh, man.
I know. So the accident, when
my
it hit
eye
her eye.
My eye hurts now. My eye hurts.
When it hit her eye, it actually left her temporarily blind.
Oh.
Yeah. In her right eye.
Ew,
so according
that's not
to Savannah,
good.
It
that's
turned out
good.
To be a kind of serious thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Which, that's kind of serious.
Yeah.
They were afraid her retina would detach, and they've been doing a bunch of laser procedures.
Wow.
To avoid having to do a whole surgery.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
We wish her the best of getting better. Because, you know, she almost put an eye out.
Well, at least you don't need that eye to eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, hopefully. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I'll take that out of the air. I just had this other thought. Sammy Davis Jr. thought. Anyway, I don't know if anybody will get that connotation, but you have to think about that for a minute, would you? Yeah, no, that's terrible. I mean, you can really put an eye out with it. Mm-hmm. And first off, hello, she's got a 2-year-old that's throwing things. Now, we need a timeout for that.
Yes.
Okay? We don't teach to throw. Throwing is bad. And certainly not in the house. We don't throw things in the house. Remember the Brady Bunch episode? Mom always said, don't throw the ball in the house.
Mom does say that, yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. Mom says, don't throw the toy train in my eye. Okay? That's just the way that goes. That's the way that rocks. All right, so programming note, we're not here tomorrow. Neither is Halle Berry, by the way. I think she's off tomorrow, too.
I think she probably has Thanksgiving plans that don't include you.
Yeah, probably so. Sad emoji. anyway, so we're off tomorrow. Kelly Cox will be in for us tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Kelly. Happy
Thanksgiving. Thank you, Kelly, for that. And we'll be back on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do check out your feed this week, though, if you're listening to us on the podcast. Because we're going to feed a couple of our other Mouthful Media shows for you to listen to and sample to. We'd love for you to take a listen to them in our absence. Or you're welcome to go back and listen to the long archive of Who Cares News episodes.
Absolutely.
There's only about 1,500 of them up there. So anyway. Well, listen, I wanted to say thank you for everything you do for the Big Boss Show around here. I know it doesn't look like you do much.
It really doesn't.
And you really don't, but I got to say thank you.
And thank you. Thank you, John Van Camp. For this wicked awesome radio station.
Hey, listen, have a happy Thanksgiving, one and all. We'll see you Monday, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.